from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. I want to thank over 91,000 downloads so far that we have had here. You've been amazing daily, hourly, being a part of the show, as well as on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the iTunes broadcast, so search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in iTunes podcast right now. Thank you, however you're listening in. I truly appreciate it, and I'm very happy to have on the show with me right now former Syracuse Orange men's basketball player and someone who in today's world that we live in is reaching beyond. Yes, utilizing obviously the network that you have and being a part of Syracuse basketball can help with that network and obviously help you to get the word out about something. But it takes one person to play basketball. It takes another person to, after spending those years, after having those huge moments, to reach out into the community and do things that are bigger than winning a basketball game or hitting a shot. Eric Devendorf is the player that's here with me today on this show. And Eric, a former Syracuse men's basketball player who has now turned into someone who obviously has always cared about Flint, Michigan, but now is in a place with this water crisis to make a change, and to have him here to talk about that and so much more, why he chose to do what he's doing right now. I'm very happy to bring him on. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Dan. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime. And first and foremost, Eric, I want to go into your passion for the city of Flint, Michigan. Let's start there, about your love for the city and what the city means to you.
Well, I grew up in Bay City, Michigan, probably about 30, 35 minutes away. You know, Flint was a part of my basketball conference in high school, growing up, and in middle school as well. So, you know, I have a strong connection to the city. I know a lot of guys through basketball up there, AAU basketball, you know, in the summertime playing up there. You know, I have a strong basketball, you know, takes us, you know, a lot of places, and we get to meet a lot of people. And, you know, growing up, I was, you know, blessed to be able to travel around. And you know, Flint was one of those cities where, you know, I was there often. And, you know, it when you hear something like this happening, it's just the right thing to do to try to help out and make a difference. So it was kind of a no-brainer. It's definitely a serious, serious issue that's going on right now. So, you know, even if it wasn't Flint, if it was somewhere, you know, on the other side of the country, if there was something I could do to help out and make a difference, then I definitely would do that.
When you look at everything that's going on with the water crisis in Flint, you and I talked about it a little bit off the air, but to people that haven't heard about it or don't know exactly about what's going on, share with them what's been going on with this water crisis and that this isn't a problem that just started a few weeks ago. This is something that's been going on for a while.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, the people, the residents of Flint, they have no clean water whatsoever. It's been poisoned with lead and heavy metals, and, you know, the people in the country have just now started to hear about this, but it's been happening, you know, to the people in Flint for, you know, over, you know, a year and a half, 2 years now. You know, the government, or the, you know, the governor of Michigan, you know, he knew what he was doing. He was trying to save money, and, you know, by the time he was doing that, he was poisoning people's lives. I mean, over, you know, tens of thousands of people have been poisoned. You know, 10 people have died. And, you know, all just trying to save money. Like I, you know, told you off here earlier, we can really get deep into the political stuff. But, you know, right now our focus is on the people and just trying to help out and make a difference. You know, obviously water is the basic thing that everyone needs daily. We need to drink it. We need to brush our teeth, you know, bathe, cook, whatever it is. And these people don't have it in Flint. So, you know, just try to put yourself in their shoes, you know, waking up, especially if you have children. I mean, how hard would it be to, you know, take care of your family You know, Flint is known as a tough and rough city. Obviously, it's a high violent crime city. It's an impoverished city, so it's a lot of single mother families. And you know, I know a lot of single mothers are take care of 2-3 kids, with no water, no clean water. So I just wanted to try to make a difference and rally as much people as I could around this this cause and try to make a difference, man. Try to lend a helping hand, and I know it's only one person, but one person turns into two turns into three, and so on. So we're just trying to spread the awareness, and hopefully we can make a difference for the city of Flint.
When you say, Eric, that you know of single mothers that are raising children without water, what are we talking about just hoping for bottled water so that they can wash their children? What type of situations are you hearing right now?
Oh, I just recently read something where, a mother, she has two kids, a 3-year-old and I think a 2-year-old. Now, they both have lead poisoning. The 3-year-old is unable to talk, and then the 2-year-old has seizures daily. So, I've heard instances, obviously all the children who are poisoned have, their IQ lowered by 20 points. They have rashes daily, seizures, like I just said, and, definitely medical problems for the rest of their life. Once they get poisoned by the lead, heavy metals, this is irreversible. This is a lifetime thing that they have to live with. And when people, when I try to explain it to people, I don't know if they really understand how serious the issue is. Like, this is something that these children and these parents have to live with for the rest of their life just because of somebody's mistake, or because he didn't want to, pay this certain amount of money for clean water, something that in the United States people take for granted every single day. So when we see something like this happen, it's unreal. It's unbelievable to know that these people in the city of Flint have no clean water. And I understand we have millions and millions of bottles of water coming in each day, but just as fast as they're coming in, they're going out. You can only imagine what you have to do each day with water. Like I said, we take it for granted. We have to brush our teeth. We have to bathe, cook, clean, etc. So, this is a serious issue, and we definitely need to more people aware of it, and hopefully we can make a difference.
Comic book, toys, gaming, and entertainment fans, this is your wake-up call. Salt City Collecticon is going on Sunday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the F-Shed at the Regional Market on 2100 Park Street in Syracuse, across from Destiny USA. Buy your pre-sale tickets for $8 by going to Larger Than Life Toys and Comics inside the Great Northern Mall, right off of Route 31 in Clay, or by going to saltcitycollecticon.com. All day long, gaming, opportunity to buy comic books, entertainment, special guests, trivia, and prizes throughout the day, as well as food from Cam's Pizzeria, Carvel DeWitt, Q Dogs, and Ole Ole Mexican Restaurant. You can't afford to miss Salt City Collecticon, Sunday, May 15th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Proudly brought to you by Larger Than Life Toys and Comics, Syracuse Nerd, Rainy Toad Gaming, and Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora. Buy your tickets now at Larger Than Life Toys and Comics inside the Great Northern Mall or on saltcitycollecticon.com.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When you look at what you've worked to do, I know that you have your Water Crisis Celebrity Basketball game that's going to be on Saturday, February 20th, a five-hour event that'll run from 2 to 7. Just go into that, kind of putting that all together, what your thought process was behind it, and what people can expect from that Water Crisis Celebrity Basketball game. If you felt like going into it that you were going to do something like this, or if this was something that kind of just got created as you went?
I think, you know, our objective was, you know, my buddy, he reached out to me and told, you know, I'm, you know, blessed to be able to have, you know, connections. Being a Syracuse basketball player, you know, it opens up the opportunities to reach out to people, and you know, they definitely want to help. So I think our main objectives at first was just kind of have people come out for a weekend and, you know, try to forget about everything that's going on. And obviously, all our funding and proceeds go back to the water crisis. You know, we'll give them to the Flint schools and United Fund and all types of organizations in Flint. But we just wanted to have this weekend be for the people so they could kind of get out and have a good time. You know, every day they have to wake up worrying about, you know, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to take care of this and that. So if we can just, you know, for those 5 hours, if they can come out and be smiles and have a good time, then, you know, that's 5 hours that they don't have to think about, you know, where they're going to get their clean water from. So that was kind of the main objective at first. And now it kind of, you know, the momentum started to build. And now we're really trying to spread the awareness. I will be on Outside the Line at 1:30 p.m. and speaking about it with Andy Katz. So, I mean, it's definitely come on a big stage, and I'm really happy about that. And I'm happy that we're able to, you know, spread the awareness even more nationally, and hopefully we can get, you know, more support, more donations, and more help for Flint.
Not only you, but Mookie Jones from Syracuse, Torrey Jackson from Notre Dame, the Michigan State Spartan Flintstones, they're all going to be involved as well in this Water Crisis Celebrity Basketball game. Who else is going to be a part of this, and kind of what is going to be the layout? I know there's autographs, pictures, guest speakers, so let everybody know what this Water Crisis Celebrity Basketball game and event is really going to entail for the people of Flint.
Well, yeah, so it's 2 to 7. You know, when we get there, probably 2:30, we'll have, you know, autograph sessions. We'll set everybody up, let the kids get autographs and everybody, and then we'll have a short, you know, speaking session just to kind of, you know, let the people know what's going on and try to encourage as best we can. And then at 4:30, we'll have the game, which will go for a couple hours. And then, you know, after after that, we'll take pictures and interact with the kids and everything, and then, it'll wrap up around 7. We got myself, Torrey Jackson, Calvin Torbert, and Marquise Gray. They both played at Michigan State. A lot of local guys, so Jaquan Hart, he went to Eastern Michigan and Michigan. Who else? We got Mark Ingram from the Saints, possibly coming. Maybe Dave Bing. You know, I've reached out to a lot of CUSE alum that are local within the state, so hopefully they can come out and support as well. So we have a lot of guys, all high major D1 or former professional players, NBA or overseas, that are coming to play and helping us out support. And a lot of guys are still hearing about it, so they're still reaching out to us to see if they can help out and support. So I think each day we kind of get more people willing to help out. So I think when we finally make it to the game, it'll definitely be a lot of support.
Eric, as far as two of your former coaches and Jim Boeheim and Mike Hopkins, have you reached out to them, and is there any interaction regarding what you're trying to do for Flint with them?
I haven't reached out personally to him. I mean, I've mentioned it to Coach Hop, and he's definitely on board with it. He supports me 100%, and I know Coach Boeheim supports me 100% as well. I mean, they definitely have a lot of stuff on their plate right now as well. So, I understand. I know, the same day we have the game is they play Pittsburgh, and that's the 96 Final Four reunion team is coming back as well. So, I mean, it's a lot on their plate. I don't ask anyone to do what they can't. I reach out, and if they can help, that's great. If not, and that's okay too. I'm just trying to, spread the awareness and just get it out there, and the more help, the better.
When you look at everything that you've been through in your life, Eric, and adversity that you've had and where you are today, what's made you want to help? I know you said, obviously, coming from Michigan and knowing that there's an issue, but for you personally to want to help in this situation with so many things in this country that are wrong and need to be changed for the better, what made you zero in and say, I have to start here, I want to help these people, this is something that I can't just turn my back on? What made this really hit home for you and want to make a difference in specifically with dealing with all the problems that are going on in Flint?
Well, I mean, first off, it's the right thing to do as a human being. It's the right thing to do. This is what I should do, help out my fellow human beings. I mean, obviously you see in the world today, it's a lot of selfishness and it's no selflessness, And for me, I know what it's like to feel happy and feel joyful. And I also know what it's like to feel sad and feel like when things aren't going right. So, and I know everybody has these feelings and has these emotions. So when I see the people of Flint, what they're going through, I feel they're suffering too, because if my children were in that position where they had lead poisoning, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So I could only imagine what those parents are going through. So it's the right thing to do, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to, when people are hurting and I have the opportunity to use my voice for the better. Like I said earlier, I was blessed to be able to play, 4 years at Syracuse University, and I've built up a lot of connections and networking through that time and the time that I've been, overseas as well. So, the opportunity for me to use my voice and my voice can be heard a lot over other people's that maybe didn't have the opportunity to play college basketball here. I need to use that to my advantage and do the right thing. So that's what I've, the number one thing I wanted to do was use that to my advantage and help these people out. And not only Flint, I want to get the awareness. It's not only happening in Flint, it's happening in many little cities across the country. It's just that it's not out there. If you research it and look, you'll find it. But, for the common person or the everyday person, they have so much going on in their lives, they're not researching, they're not looking to do that. So when I looked in into that and saw all the little cities and counties that are, encountering all these problems, not just Flint, I had to do something. I'm only one person, but if I can reach out to other people and hopefully that trickles down to others and, we can start to build a big momentum and make a difference, then that's what I'm supposed to do.
Serving the Central New York community for over six decades, the Penn and Trophy Center, located on 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, is your home for custom engraving of plaques, awards, trophies, clocks, watches, as well as personalized gifts, sports awards, and so much more. When it comes to finding the right gift for anyone in your family, on your team, or in your business, the Penn and Trophy Center is the place to go. 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York. Call now to set up an appointment, 315-422-8797. That's 315-422-8797. Or stop in at 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York. And to see more from Penn and Trophy Center, go to pennandtrophy.com. That's pennandtrophy.com.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Matadale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Matadale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Erica, I know that with trying to get bottled water to these people, as well as what you can do through you as well with your GoFundMe campaign to try and raise some money and the celebrity basketball game that you're doing, obviously you're doing a lot of different things here for Flint to try and help them out, get them on the right track. How bad is the condition, though? What needs to be done? Because obviously government, there's been balls that have been dropped with that realm of our country. What needs to be done on a large scale? When you look at this problem and you look at how deep it is, how many years it's been going on, the fact that 10 people have died at the time of us talking here, that numerous people have obviously gotten lead poisoning, have been affected in some way, shape, or form, which is irreversible. What do we need to do from here? As a country, What do you see? Is this a problem that's going to take years and years to bounce back from? Is it something that if the government got behind, they could switch it quick? I mean, how do you look at this issue right now and the timeline of trying to get these people in Flint and beyond Flint feeling better?
I mean, absolutely the government could. If they wanted to fix it, they could fix it tomorrow. I mean, they spend billions and billions of dollars on the military going overseas for who knows what. I mean, they say what they're doing, but that's not really what they're doing. We all know what it is. I mean, and if they could spend $1 billion, they could on what really matters. I mean, you know, we wouldn't have any homelessness. We wouldn't have any people hungry. We wouldn't definitely wouldn't have this going on. What's going on in Flint? I mean, obviously, it's the rich and poor right now, and a lot of people. It's sad. A lot of people at the top, not everybody, but a lot of people at the top, you know, feel like they're superior just because they have a lot more money. And these people that don't have a lot of money, and these people in the middle class that may not have as much money as you know, the people up top, they feel like they're superior, and they feel like they may not need to help or reach out. They feel like they're not on the same level. But in all reality, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to be at the same place. You know, we're all going to be, you know, 6 feet under, you know. So if we can help out, if we can, you know, bridge that gap, and try to get these politicians and everybody to figure out we're all one. We all feel the same thing. When we get sad, we all feel sadness. When we get happy, we all feel happiness. And everybody wants to be that. Everybody wants to be able to feel content. And I think if we can just get that across, obviously it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a while because we have a lot of, you know, crazy stuff going on in this world today. But, you know, it's just so many factors that go into it, man. We just, at the end of the day, we all got to understand that, you know, regardless of our race or, you know, culture, whatever it may be, that we just need to come together as one and be able to be happy with each other. I mean, everybody is the same. I can't say it enough. It's just, I don't really understand how something like this can happen. I mean, I know how it does, but, you know, being, you know, a human being, if you can't feel for somebody else when they're suffering, then I don't understand what's going on with you. You're not living right. So, you know, it's going to take a while, obviously. I mean, you know, the government, if they wanted to come in and fix it, they could, but, you know, they won't. That's not what's going to happen. So, people like myself and, you know, everybody else who's been supporting, you know, we need to rally together because, you know, it's definitely power in the people. You know, we can't rely on our government. You know, we've seen what's happened. Can't rely on that, but we can rely on ourselves. And you know, it's a big number of people in this country that if we, you know, are able to come together and kind of have these same beliefs on what's going on, then you know, we can make some major changes. But you know, in the meantime, we're going to just try to, you know, spread the word as best we can and hope people catch on and, you know, feel the same way that we do.
When you look at this situation and you look at what you've done at this point, I want you to take this time to let people know how they can get involved. If they can't come to the charity basketball game, how what is a daily thing that they can do? Because I know you have a GoFundMe campaign, but I want you to tell everybody where they need to go, what they need to do, that anywhere they are in the country, anywhere they are in the world, that there's a place they can go to help you immediately. Let them know where that is.
Yeah, so I mean, I do updates daily on my Twitter, so you can follow me at EDEVEN23, and you know, like I said, I have updates daily, and then our GoFundMe site is GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis. So right now, that's what we go on. We're just trying to have, you know, as much donations as we can, and you know, I know a lot of people have called me and reached out, you know, saying where can we send the water. You know, like I said, they have water coming in all the time. You know, if any way you can help, that's good too. But just kind of spread the awareness out and let people know that, you know, this is a serious issue. And then if you can donate to the fund, that's good too. If not, you know, that's okay. We're just trying to, you know, get as much help and support as we can.
As far as bringing water, getting water to Flint, what have you been able to do so far? How's that situation going with literally being able to get bottled water out to the right people?
Oh, I mean, it's been, you know, it's good. Everybody's helping out. I mean, it's like I said, it's, you know, truckloads and truckloads of bottled water, you know, sent every day to Michigan. I mean, you got celebrities helping out and professional athletes. So, you know, for us, we're just trying to do the same thing, man. I mean, if you, I know there's a lot of drop-off sites here in Syracuse. That, you know, Central New York has definitely been involved, and I'm definitely happy to say that the Q's community has definitely, rallied around and supported this cause. You know, not just my game, but, you know, just in general, I've seen a lot of people aware about the situation and wanting to help out. So, you know, wherever it may be, I, like I said, I know it's a lot of water being donated, but, you know, it's never enough. I mean, like I said, it goes, as it comes in, it goes out as fast. So, you know, just try to help out as much as you can, you know, donate and, you know, spread the awareness, and hopefully we can get this thing taken care of. I know it's not going to be, you know, tomorrow or next week or a couple months, but, you know, the harder we work to, you know, help this situation out, I think, you know, the quicker we can get it resolved.
As far as the GoFundMe campaign, which is once again GoFundMe.com/beat the water crisis, all the money that you raised there, how are you going to be giving that money out? What are you going to be doing for that? How is the money going to directly be able to help these families?
So all the money we get for the game and for the GoFundMe site goes directly to the organization at this point, whether it's the churches, the United Way, Flint School Districts, and then those are mostly the donation sites are all the Flint Schools, and then the United Way, and then they have the churches as well. So all that goes directly back to those, you know, those three organizations, which are, there's several in Flint. So,
Eric, before I let you go, to look back on your life and to look back on any adversity you had, whether it was self-inflicted or stuff that just happens in life and is along your path, what have you learned the most from where you've been to where you are today? Because obviously in this moment you're doing something that's very noble, something that human beings should do because we're human beings, that it shouldn't even be a question whether or not you should help. It should just be, it shouldn't be do I help or don't I help, it should be how I help. So when you've been through what you've been through in your life, what are the things that you've learned the most about yourself and the adversity that you've had? Because you've been in places where you're the guy that's on the cover of a magazine or in a, you know, obviously there's a highlight, and you're the guy that everybody loves and is looking at and proud of. And then in other cases, you've been the person that's been critiqued and the person that's been talked about and a lot of things. You've seen both sides of the spectrum. So how have you handled the adversity to where you are today?
Well, I mean, first of all, I had a lot of support. You know, my family and friends, and, you know, obviously the Syracuse community has been outstanding to me. And, you know, just I learned to control what you control. You know, a lot of times when I was younger, I'd, you know, worry about what everybody was thinking. And, you know, a lot of times that we get out of character. We try to, you know, see what we can do to control that situation. But at the end of the day, we can't. We can only control what we can control. And things are going to happen in life. You know, it's not about, you know, what happens. It's about how we respond to that. And, you know, as I, you know, obviously when I was young, I made mistakes, but that's what life is about. We make mistakes and then we learn from those mistakes. And as we grow older, we get knowledge. And, you know, if you don't, then you haven't learned. So I've definitely learned, and I know that I'm definitely blessed to be able to be in the position that I'm in, and to be able to play at, you know, a high level college at Syracuse University and go over and make money and play basketball overseas. And, you know, I'm just pretty lucky that my voice can be heard and I can make a difference. And I think it took some time for me to realize that, but once I really found out, you know, how much of a difference I can make, you know, it really struck me. And then I was like, you know what, this is what I got to do. I got to help these people, because these people suffer like me. These people make mistakes like me. These people have gone through ups and downs just like me. And if I can help them and get through it and make it a little bit easier, then, you know, and that's what's up. That's what I'm supposed to do. And people did it for me, so I'm going to do it for somebody else.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
All the great flavors of Utica Pizza Company right at your doorstep. It's a Utica thing. Family-owned restaurant on wheels. For festivals, parties, receptions, and more, including lunch stops right by your office building, call It's a Utica Thing and have them come to your next event. 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946. The flavors of Utica Pizza Company, authentic recipes right by you with an authentic menu. You choose the menu, you choose the place. Call now to reserve. It's a Utica Thing, the family-owned restaurant on wheels. 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
There's more than meets the eye at Utica Pizza Company on 628 South Main Street in North Syracuse, New York. Located in the Main's Plaza near Sweetheart Corners at the intersection of Route 11 and Taft Road, Utica Pizza Company is the proud home of homemade recipes that have withstood the test of time from generation to generation to reach your plate today. Dine in or get takeout by calling 315-214-3060. That's 315-214-3060 for takeout from Utica Pizza Company, which is now the proud home of the Wake Up Call special, Chicken Salt and Boca, available 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Go to Utica Pizza Company, Monday through Sunday, open for you on 628 South Main Street in North Syracuse, New York, located in the Main's Plaza near Sweetheart Corners at the intersection of Route 11 and Taft Road.
Lastly for you, Eric, what can you say to people out there that not just with the water crisis in Flint, but overall, there are people that are listening to this interview right now that have strife, that have made mistakes and consequences to them, that have done nothing wrong and have been innocent, good people and had something bad happen in their lives, like the people of Flint? There are people going through adversity that think that they can't make it out of their current situation. What do you want to say to those people who are listening in right now, who need a voice of positivity in this moment?
You know what? Each day is a new day. I know we have, you know, everything changes. It's not, know, everything is temporary. You know, it's you can go through a struggle for, you know, 5 months, and then that after that 5 months, the next day everything could be, you could be a millionaire. You know, it's you just got to keep pushing through, and it's all a state of mind. You know, if you think you're gonna have a bad day, then you're gonna have a bad day. But if you wake up that day knowing that you're gonna face every struggle as a challenge and try to defeat that challenge, then you can overcome anything. And, you know, and I just know it's, you know, and I can't say I still have days where I struggle all the time. You know, I get upset, you know, I go through things, but I know that it's always positive and it's always negative. It just depends on how you look at it. You know, and I always try to look at everything in a positive light, and, you know, that's definitely helped me out. So I would say that your mindset is definitely big. So for everybody out there who's, you know, going through stuff and struggling, just know that, you know, it's up to you, and it's not up to anybody else. I mean, you have the strength, you have the power. I don't care, you know, what you've been going through. It's people, you know, I've been to third world countries. I've seen people, you know, be happy with $0 in their pocket living on dirt, you know. So I know that it's all a mind state. And if you can, you know, just keep pushing and try to be as positive as you can, you know, the outcome will be positive if you think positive.
We live in a world, going off of what you just said, Eric, that you're using social media as a positive and to try and get out the GoFundMe campaign, the water crisis, celebrity game. You're trying to bring people together toward a positive thing, but people also use social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. People will use the internet. They will use message boards. They'll use social media to bully people, to bring people, to try and bring people down, to cause rumors, to belittle people. Basically, social media can be used for what you use it for, or it can be used for to spread hate, to spread violence, to spread negativity, right, to spread everything that's against what the good God teaches.
Right.
What can you say about that situation and people that are going through the world living in that today? Because there are people getting bullied that are 5 years old. There's people getting bullied that are 85 years old. So you're using it for a good purpose. But what can you say about the internet and how to make it through? Because you just gave phenomenal words about how to handle life, but handling life when you're a basketball player getting critiqued and now people can say things in real time, to being somebody who, you know, if you trip at the Super Bowl, it's going to be talked about for the next 3 months. What can you say about the way that this world is right now and what we need to do as opposed to what some people are doing with the means of getting out to anybody you want to in this day and age?
Well, I mean, you know, with social media, it's super powerful. So, you know, like what we're doing right now, we're trying to be on everything positive, and you see how the momentum is building on this. So, I mean, it's all a choice, man. It's all a choice. You know, what I think about all the people bullying and you know, behind the computer screen saying mean stuff to people, it says a lot about themselves. You know, they're going through a lot. You know, so I kind of look at it like that. I feel bad for them. You know, people who have to use hurtful words and things like that, say bad things to people to make themselves feel better, it's, you know, they got something going on with themselves. You know, they need help. So I feel bad for them, and I understand that. So when I look at that and hear that, you know, I try to think like that. I understand that you got something going on, so I'm not going to go back to you. I'm gonna let you have it, and then I'm going to go on with my day, because I understand that you're not happy with something that's going on in your life. And it's a choice. You know, you can either decide to listen to it or you don't have to. You know, it's not a big deal. It's just because of what they say doesn't make you anything at all. You know, what they say can bring a lot of thoughts up in your head, but at the end of the day, it's what you want to do. You know, it's your choice. You can choose to listen to that, or you can choose not to. You can choose to use that as motivation and get better, or you can dwell on it and be mad and upset. It's all a choice. And, you know, I think the people that are mentally tough and understand, you know, what they want in their life and are comfortable with who they are, you know, those people always prevail. And, you know, for the people that, you know, always want to bash and say hateful things, you know, they got a long road ahead of them, man. It's not helping out at all. I know, you know, it may be make them feel good temporarily, but, you know, deep down, you know, they got some real stuff going on. So, you know, just try to stay positive, man, and use the social media as something positive, because, like you said, it's so much negative out here in the world. It seems like the negative definitely helps. or people reacting to, you know, some things I post that are positive, you know, it makes me feel good because, you know, I've definitely had my share of, you know, hate comments or, you know, I remember when I was playing at SU, all the, you know, hateful comments I had on Facebook and people messaged me just because they thought I was this type of person on top of the court. You know, you got to understand, in college sports, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this, you know, since I was 7 years old. I woke up and shoveled snow and played in the rain. And so people got to get to the core of it to understand why I'm so passionate, why I'm so emotional on this court, because growing up, this is what I did. This is what I put my heart and soul into. So when I hear people say bad things about me or say something to me that they don't even know who I am, you know, they don't even, and this goes for everybody. We're the Super Bowl last night. There's people talking about Cam Newton. He walked out. You know, at the end of the day, he just lost the biggest game of his life. He's feeling some type of way, and he's put blood, sweat, and tears into that moment. So right then after the game, he's not going to be feeling, you know, happy with you or great. And it really sucks because people, you know, blow it out of proportion and be, oh, he's a bad dude. He's not a bad dude at all. You know, all the charity and you know, work he does with the kids, yeah. I mean, it's outstanding. But a lot of that stuff gets brushed aside just because of one, you know, thing people might not like. So, you know, that's the world we live in today. That's how society is. You just got to take it like a grain of salt and keep on trucking, man, and try to stay as positive as you can.
Well, Eric, as always, it's great to hear somebody out there in the community, in any community, that's doing good, doing right, and spreading positivity and giving help where help is needed. More people like you are the people that need to be in this world, because I firmly believe this, if you're not helping, you're hurting. So I'm happy for what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. Anything you need from Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, you got it from here. So anything I can do to help, to spread the message, spread the good word, and make sure the people of Flint are taken care of, as well as other people wherever they're hurting, I'm more than happy to help you with your mission, because I know that it's a just mission, it's a good mission, and I'm thankful that somebody decided to kind of pick up the torch. And like you said, there's other people out there that are donating their time and their money and bringing things, but it's also good to see that someone in the Central New York community is doing the exact same thing and pushing and doing it your own way. So I think I speak on behalf of everybody that's listening right now by saying thank you to you for caring enough to do something about it and not just talk about it.
Well, Dan, I really appreciate you, you know, letting me spread the awareness, and I appreciate you having me on. I definitely look forward to another time.